Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about the virtue of gaining knowledge for the sake of Allah, as well as the vice and the wretchedness of gaining knowledge for somebody other than Allah. So in this hadith, a virtue has been explained as well as a vice. We all know that knowledge is something that has been recommended in Islam. It's very, it's something that has been encouraged in Islam. And this is something almost self-evident. When the Prophet ﷺ was actually delegated as a prophet, and revelation was first brought to him, the very first thing that was revealed to him was Iqra, read in the name of God. And God Almighty talked about reading, God talked about learning, there's no restrictions on knowledge. The Prophet said, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So temporally there's no restrictions, spatially there's no restrictions. The Prophet said that you should seek knowledge even if it's, if you have to travel to China. These are all very famous prophetic hadiths, right? So knowledge is something, it's a virtue, and it's something virtuous in Islam, but like every virtue, it has certain conditions, right? If those conditions are fulfilled, then that virtue, it has those virtuous effects that we expect from it. Otherwise, if it doesn't fulfill those conditions, those spiritual and religious conditions, then obviously the effects, the spiritual and otherworldly effects that we expect from it, they won't accrue from it. One of those conditions is a sincerity of intention, the sincerity of attention that we make, and we're seeking knowledge for the sake of God. The Prophet ﷺ said, he who seeks knowledge for Allah, no sooner does he learn even a chapter of it, than it increases him in humility within himself, right? So how do we know whether we're seeking knowledge for the sake of God or not? Is there a criterion? The Prophet here, he tells us a criterion by means of which we can understand whether, our intention is sincere or not. Does this knowledge that I'm gaining, does it increase me in my humility or not? The Prophet says, in humbleness in front of people, when I meet people, am I more humble than I used to be? Or no, do I feel proud? Do I feel better than them, right? First of all, within myself, do I feel humble? Do I feel, do I have, has my pride and my arrogance, has it decreased or has it increased? Then how do I act in front of other people? Do I act ignorantly or do I act more humbly? It increases his fear of Allah, right? When we learn and we gain knowledge, we learn about, God's, his greatness, his infinite power and knowledge. It should increase our humility before him, right? And obviously we are constantly in the presence of God. So this humility should be, it should be sustained by this person who has knowledge. And his striving for, and his striving in religion, this person should constantly strive to be a religious and a pious individual. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the gaining of knowledge, the virtue of gaining knowledge for the sake of Allah from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد